How much is your property worth? Call Harris Partners today. With Harris Partners, you'll know what your property is worth, not what it might be worth. For your free, no-obligation, accurate property valuation, call Harris Partners today on 1300-HARRIS.
Now on Money News, Roger Montgomery, talking trade. Thanks to Bankwest. Go low with a Bankwest business loan at bankwest.com.au/low rate.
Yeah, interesting. Roger Montgomery with me from rogermontgomery.com and also the online platform, online platform called Scaffold.
That's right, Ross.
Roger, hello there. How are you?
It's good to be back. How are you?
Good, thank you. We've had so much conversation about Qantas. You and I have had our own conversations about Qantas in the past.
Yes.
You have always, like Warren Buffett, have said that really you wouldn't want to own an airline.
No.
And in fact, the was a great quote? There's somebody pulled it out at lunchtime about the Wright brothers.
Oh, yes. So Warren Buffett once said, had I been at Kitty Hawk in 1904, I think it was, when Orville took off for his maiden flight, I hope that I would have had the presence of mind for all future capitalists to have shot him down.
Yeah, so it's an interesting, great line. Somebody pulled it out at the lunch day with Alan Joyce. But so the problem is also there's a long-term transformation at Qantas that maybe many Australians don't come to appreciate or realise. And the real problem about this is one part of airline travel is now commoditised, so the distinguishing features between the airlines is less apparent. And the other problem is that then if you've got fuel prices rising, then ultimately it becomes too prohibitive for many people to travel, which means you don't get the benefits of the scale.
Look, the reality is there are businesses that are profitable and there are businesses that are unprofitable. And as you rightly pointed out, talking about the commodification or commoditization of a product, that's exactly what's happened. Now, what that means is people don't buy it based on brand or quality or reputation anymore. They just buy the thing, whatever it is, on price. And most people listening would know that when you're deciding to travel somewhere, you go online, you try and find the cheapest price. How can I get to Bali the cheapest? How can I get to New Zealand the cheapest? How can I get to Melbourne the cheapest? I don't care who I fly. You know, the only ones who are specifically choosing Qantas or another carrier, be it Virgin or somebody else, you know, is a corporate executive who, it's not his own money. So he just wants to have his lounge sit down before he gets on the plane.
There is a change in attitude and habit, I think, about Australians. It's come about as a result of the high Australian dollar and compared with, and Alan Joyce talked about this today with me, about the fact that how much of a person's income was needed to fly to London, say, for example.
Sure.
And it's gone from, you know, sort of 2 years' worth going all the way back to maybe only a day's worth today. But the whole point about this is that our way of travelling now has changed. For people who over this Anzac Day period maybe got 5 days off to go to Hawaii, to have gone to New Zealand, to have gone to Singapore, to have gone to Bali, wouldn't have been a big thing. People would have just gone and jumped on a plane and bingo, gone and caught the cheapest fare and gone.
All I can say, Ross, is enjoy it while it lasts. It will not last forever.
What won't last? Is it the dollar won't last? Or
we
is
won't
it the
have,
actual fares won't last?
We won't get these. I mean, these cheap fares are an anomaly because they are unsustainable. You cannot continue to run a business where it is cheaper for the customer to fly with you down to Melbourne than it is to ride a bicycle. You know, if you rode a bike down to Melbourne, it'd cost you more in food and spare tyres and tubes than the airfare. And you get down there and now, it's just bizarre. It's a luxury form of transport. And the only way the industry is ever going to make money again is if it goes back to being a luxury form of transport. The international airlines collectively over the last decade have lost something like $50 billion collectively in aggregate, in total. And when they make any money at all, it's absolutely remarkable because it's not a real profit. It's not an accounting profit. It's not an economic profit. It's an accounting profit. It's only there because of this little charge called depreciation.
Interesting stuff. Roger Montgomery back after this break.
This is Money News with Ross Greenwood on 2GB. Thanks to Commander, the experts in phone systems, mobile, voice and data solutions.
And welcome back to Money News. A big argument between Roger Montgomery and I. He was talking about the $50 billion the airlines have lost. I was pointing out the amount of productive business and tourism the airlines have created over that period of time. The question is, should have the airline shareholders copped that, or should have the governments of the world that got the benefit of all of that business copped it?
Well, this is the issue for Qantas, because they're not government-owned, they're not getting subsidised, and in other parts of the world, for example, the Middle East, some of the airlines get their fuel for free because they're owned by royal families, then it's going to be impossible. It is always going to be impossible for Qantas to compete effectively. They've got irrational competition, irrational pricing, massive capital intensity, labour intensity, unionised labour and fuel issues. It's just a disaster.
And the interesting thing is, Virgin Australia is no different. No. Do you think they're all the same?
Yeah, planes, expensive, don't make money.
Planes, trains and automobiles.
Correct.
You can see it in the auto industry right now, the airline industry. They're all tough games, there's no doubt about it. Roger Montgomery, we always appreciate your time here on Money News.
It's a pleasure, Ross.
Tuesday night. And that is the program for tonight. What a cracking program it was. We'll be back tomorrow with another big one for you as well. See you then.